What's up, everyone? It's your boy Logan Cruz here, back with another dose of the Balanced Stoic. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism? Isn't that all about being emotionless like a robot? Nope, not even close. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: emotional intelligence and empathy. You might be asking yourself, why should I care about this stuff? Well, let me tell you, these are the superpowers that can truly level up your life, your relationships, and even your success. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? You know that feeling when a conversation takes a turn for the worse, and suddenly everyone's defensive and upset? Yeah, emotional intelligence is the key to navigating those tricky waters with grace and understanding. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your ability to understand and manage your own emotions. Think about how you react in stressful situations or when you're feeling happy. It's also about recognizing and responding to the emotions of others. Now, empathy isn't just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about truly understanding their perspective and connecting with them on a deeper level. So, what are some key takeaways from this emotional intelligence masterclass? Buckle up, because we're about to get real. First off, self-awareness is king. Seriously, how well do you know your own emotions and triggers? What sets you off? What makes you feel happy and energized? Take some time to really reflect on your emotional landscape. Journaling can be a great tool for this. It's like having a conversation with yourself, but on paper. Next up, learn to manage those emotions like a boss. When you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, take a deep breath, step back, and try to reframe the situation. Sometimes, a little perspective can go a long way. Remember that thing your grandma always said? Take it one day at a time. She was onto something. Now, let's talk about empathy. Active listening is crucial here. When someone's sharing their feelings, really pay attention to what they're saying, both the words and their tone of voice. Show them that you care by making eye contact, nodding your head, and asking thoughtful questions. Remember, sometimes people just need to be heard. Communication is another superpower. Learn to express your own emotions clearly and respectfully. This means using I statements instead of blaming others. For example, instead of saying "you always make me feel bad," try saying "I feel hurt when you say things like that." See the difference? Finally, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during challenging times. Everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Learn from them, move on, and keep striving to be your best self. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let me paint a picture for you. You're at work, right? And things are getting hectic. Your boss is breathing down your neck about the deadline, and your colleague just spilled coffee all over their important document. You can feel yourself getting stressed, frustrated even. Now, imagine two different scenarios. In the first scenario, you let those emotions take over. You snap at your coworker, you lash out at your boss, and you end up feeling worse than before. Not a good look. But in the second scenario, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone's stressed, and try to approach the situation with empathy. Maybe you help your colleague clean up the mess, offer words of encouragement, and calmly explain to your boss that you're working hard to meet the deadline but need a little extra time. See the difference? Emotional intelligence allows you to navigate these challenging situations with grace and understanding. It helps you build stronger relationships, reduce conflict, and ultimately create a more positive experience for everyone involved. So, there you have it, a crash course in emotional intelligence and empathy. Remember, this isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, it's about mastering your inner world so that you can live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Take what resonates with you, apply it to your daily interactions, and watch the magic happen. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of emotional intelligence, leave us a review if you enjoyed it, and follow us on social media for daily doses of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay balanced, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.